All right.
Do you want to clap twice?
And just clap twice. Let's see if I see that. Kick us off.
So hot take. Company culture cannot be like created out of literally nowhere. It's actually impossible to just be like, we're going to have culture now. Culture is like a thing that happens when you get a group of people together. Like, I don't understand why companies are coming out here and saying like, we have we're building company culture. I'm like, are you, or are you building a company and the culture is an added benefit of that because of the people that you're hiring?
I think also culture comes directly from founders, especially in smaller companies. And so if you say that you don't have company culture, basically what you're saying is like your founder's personality has like either not seeped into the company and they haven't tried to find people to reinforce that or even like shift and change it because they don't like the way that it's going, or your founder is boring as fuck.
Yeah. I think on the flip side of that, eventually the best founders are going to decide to take their personality kind of out of it and let the company live and breathe on its own.
Yeah.
Like kind of let the people that they hire drive the work environment and all of that stuff.
The bad founders are going to like hold on to the company culture with all that they have and refuse to let go. Yeah, say it's a
core value problem or something.
And like, and that's also, that ends up having a founder with an inflated sense of not only the company's value, but like the product's value. And it comes with the CEO having a confirmation bias when they are the ones interviewing people being like, can they uphold the culture that I like? And are they the kind of person that I want to, are they basically a reflection of me? Yes or no.
Right.
Instead of looking for people who can add to a culture instead of fit into a culture. And like,
yeah. Ooh, interesting. Instead of cultural fit, cultural add.
That's like a thing that I feel like HR people say, but I think it's true of, you can have a really like Drift, for example, had a really strong company culture in the beginning that was quote unquote, not for everyone. Which when you're trying to build a giant company, you like can't exclude most of the hireable market because your culture, quote unquote, isn't for everyone. So they had to shift that, and they had to put aside their egos for that. But it was a weird time.
I had a thought and I don't know what I did with it.
I just dripped water all down my front. So quick pause, quick intermission.
Yeah. Oh, culture is one of those things that everybody looks for, and it's impossible to really tell what it is off a job interview with three people, right? And it's like, how are you supposed to know? You just kind of have to talk to as many people as you can, and really like the way that I figure out company culture in a very beginning is just to have a like make it a conversational interview, like ask the questions that you're actually interested in learning the answers to, instead of tell me about your PTO policy. You know what I mean? Like I'm going to assume that's something that I can get without having to sit face to face with you. Like, I want to know how the teams work together. I want to know, I don't know.
There's other questions to ask. You can look at the external work that's being done and the velocity at which it's being produced. Well,
and I think velocity, but also for us and as marketers, do those people look like they're having a good time? Like, I think that the further I get in my career, it's easier for me to tell if the marketers there enjoy what they're doing. Because
for me personally, yes, marketers having a good time, like being friends with each other, but also being able to like put their heads down and get shit done. Like, and bias for action is like a hard thing to ask questions around, because people are like, oh yeah, we're like a fast paced company. Like, you keep up with us. Like what? But
be fast paced and not toxic too, though.
But like fast paced is also relative.
Yes.
You can be fast paced for if you work with enterprises and still be a way slower moving company than someone who services freemium SMBs, because they simply have to iterate faster.
Yeah,
I think that's kind of hard to to interview for, but you can ask about what does the product release schedule look like? How often are you pushing large features, not like incremental updates and benefits, but like when are you pushing out the marketable moment type products? What does that cadence look like? How does the team rally around that? Because then you can kind of gauge, okay, do they do one large product launch a year and you have to ride that out for an entire year? Or is it quarterly? Or is it monthly? Or is it bi-monthly? Or like, what does it look like? Because then you can kind of also gauge the revenue teams kind of rally around that product function. And then asking about scheduling, is there always a set date or is that date flexible? Because product stuff, it can be flexible.
Right. Anyway.
Anyway, if you're trying to create and force company culture, chances are you have a shitty one and it's not gonna get better. I haven't yet seen a shitty company culture get turned around. I think it, because if it's like being so deeply ingrained into the people who were hired because the founder is tying so much of their self-worth to the company culture and they're tying up all their ego in that they think that they're creating the best place to work when really it's just the best place to work for them. Yeah, it's not going to work out for you. Like, in general, that's fine.
Anything that you have to force probably isn't healthy for both sides. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it. Bad company culture equals toxic work environment. Okay. Love you. Bye.